Welcome once again to the E-Bone Zone, as I invite you to sit back, relax, and listen for the 339th time on this Friday, June 2nd, 2023. I hope you enjoy this week's episode, Clear Eyes, Empty Wallets. Vision is an interesting thing, isn't it? Some people need a little help, some don't need any at all, and others, depending on how obsessed over an artist they are, will spend $10,000 on someone else's used contacts. I wish I was kidding. Check this out. A Taylor Swift fan, or as they would call themselves, a Swiftie, went to her recent concert on the Eras Tour and she wore contacts to the show. Pretty simple. She wore contacts to go see Taylor Swift and had a great time. Case closed. Roll the outro, right? No, not exactly. We're not done yet. Remember what I said about someone paying 10,000 big ones for contacts? Well, these are the ones. They were listed for sale on the website Depop, and a link to that will be in the description, and they were billed as being used but in excellent condition. Okay, now here's where I'll have to stop you. Let's take some stock of this situation for a minute. Someone's contacts are being sold for more than the price of a flight from Charlotte to London, England, which with American Airlines is $1,945, by the way, and I'm sure if the right person sees it, they'll buy it without a second thought. I got to thinking about it, and maybe if there were a type of contact you could wear that would record what you saw and you could play it back and see it again, then maybe something like this would be worth the price tag, but these are just normal contacts. Someone else's eye juice has been on them, and I mean, sure, you can wash them, but then you've got somebody else's used contacts just sitting around. I can't see a reason why you'd buy them other than what I mentioned earlier about the replay technology, but that hasn't been invented yet, so I'm sad to say it, but I'm out of ideas. And before we get to the rest of the episode, I'd like you to hear a word from my friends at McNutter Butter Coffee. The morning cup of coffee. It's an American tradition, smooth and full of flavor. Just the thing you need to get your day roaring to a start. But not all coffee is created equal. And if it's quality you crave, choose McNutter Butter Coffee. McNutter Butter is whole bean, so you can grind it yourself with the assurance of the freshest cup possible every time. Try the classic Good Morning Neighbor, a smooth all-day coffee. Enjoy in the morning to start your day or relax in the evening having a cup with a friend. Coffee Doodle Doo, a roast that's fit for a cowboy, with a smoky flavor and a smooth finish. Or my personal favorite, Beanin' For You, the coffee that'll put a pep in your step with some great flavor. You can also freshen up with a McNutter Butter facial scrub. The saying is true.
The only thing better than our coffee is sharing it with friends.
To find out more, visit McNutter Butter Coffee on Facebook. This week, I would like to continue a tradition that I hold very close to my heart. I try and offer a good Christian podcast, so I thought I would begin sharing a new Bible verse each week. This week, I would like to share a verse from the book of John. John chapter 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Let's take a look at this for a second. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, the obvious connection you can make here is Jesus laying down his life for his sheep. Jesus going to the cross and making a willing sacrifice for those who would believe, for those who wouldn't believe, for all of mankind, for everyone who would ever live, for everyone that has ever lived, for everyone who lives on the earth now, and for everyone who's gone on to glory. Love in God's kingdom goes beyond anything earth has to offer. It's not the love between two people who are mutually attracted to each other. It's not the love of one friend to another. It's not the love that this world offers us. It's the love that only God can provide. It's a supernatural love. It's a love that passes all understanding. It's a love that gives you peace. It's a love that gives you comfort beyond anything you could know. In one commentary on this verse, it says the use of the term friends is important because Jesus is clarifying that he sees his disciples, by extension, all believers as well, as his friends. And honestly, that is the greatest thing. Just think about it for a second. The God of heaven in the flesh views us as friends. The God of heaven views us as close to him. The God of heaven would come down, manifest in the flesh, and die for us. Not only his friends, not only his disciples, but us, the people that would come after him. 2,000 plus years down the road, he saw us from the cross. He saw people that come after us from the cross. He saw every bad thing we would ever do, and yet he still said, greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. He considers us his friends. And to me, there's no greater honor than that. To love and be loved by the God of heaven. To the point that he would lay down his own life so that we could live. Sometimes the internet can be a pretty cool place. Other times, well, not so much. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to dive back into the depths of Twitter to see which side of the coin we're presented with this week. This week's hashtag is Make a Movie Well Rested. The first response to the hashtag Make a Movie Well Rested is Broadcast Snooze. This kind of reminds me of YouTube streamers, because some people will do the all-day stream thing where they'll document every part of their day, including when they're asleep. Which, now that I think about it, it's kind of weird because thousands of people are watching you sleep, and that idea just gives me the willies, so let's move on. The next response is Cheaper by the Dozing. You know, I've heard the actual movie, Cheaper by the Dozen, is really good. I've never watched it, but I'd be willing to give it a shot. Hey, you know what? Just to save me a little bit of time, somebody who's seen Cheaper by the Dozen, drop a comment and tell me how it is. And the third response we have is Fast Asleep in Seattle. Oh, come on! You had it right in front of you! Sleepless in Seattle is an easy layup. Oh, wait a minute. If someone's sleepless, they're not well rested. So now I see your point. You were ahead of me on that one, and I admit it. And the last response of the day is Rest in Show. You know, I think this one really depends on what kind of show it is, because let's say you've got a kid or a little cousin who was really looking forward to you seeing them performing. And then right in the middle of their big feature in the school play, they hear you sawing logs in the second row of the auditorium. I'd say they might not be too happy with you. But let's say it's a mattress showroom. As long as the employees are okay with a test drive, go ahead and give yourself about an hour or two. Why not? We all love hot dogs. Well, most of us do anyway. And the name Oscar Mayer is just about as synonymous with the food as the game of baseball is. And that thought brings us to their classic Wienermobile. Don't laugh. It's a hot dog wagon, not whatever you're thinking. That vehicle is iconic as well. It makes several stops throughout the country and brings joy to hot dog lovers everywhere. But here's the turn. The name is about to change. It was once known as the Wienermobile, but now it's known as the Frankmobile. Not because some dude named Frank drives it to work every day, but because of a promotion strategy to get the word out about their new recipe for all beef Franks. There's three of these things, and they'll now have decals on them that remind customers to please do not lick the all beef beef Frankmobile. I don't think you'd have much to worry about there, because the vehicle is all metal, I'm sure, and it's probably not hot dog flavored. But in the case that it is, you're sort of playing the part of the guy who causes an injury and the nurse who fixes it at the same time. There is something really cool they've added to the new promotion, Franks for Frank, where anyone with the name Frank, or some variation of it, will get a free pack of hot dogs. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. My name isn't Frank, but honestly, I'm kind of jealous right now of the people who do have that name. Hey, I have an idea. Maybe we could put together a Frank convention, you know, kind of like the whole Josh fight thing we discussed a few years back, and all the Franks could follow the Oscar Mayer Frankmobile to wherever it's headed next and get a bunch of free hot dogs. Then they can all gather for a Frankout, just a massive hot dog cookout where they enjoy the spoils of their victory and get to know each other. I think it's a pretty cool deal. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm really glad you could make it, and I hope you enjoyed the festivities. If you want to stay connected to the show, I'd invite you to pop on over to Facebook or Twitter and give the page a follow. Just search Ebone Zone on Facebook and Official EBZ on Twitter. And if you want more from the podcast, visit the website, www.ebonezone.com. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, my friend, God bless you, stay humble, and remember, keep an ear out.